Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Vincent Victor, and I will be your host tonight on MLB Central, and we will be discussing many topics, including sizzling cards look for 8th straight win. Ortiz and Vlad Jr. are top international prospects list. Today's starting lineups, May 5th. Springer's sliding grab a stack has star. All-star game debate, talk competition at third and AL, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-99 zero or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. On this day in baseball history, 1955, when your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You've got to have a heart. You got to have heart lyrics from Damn Yankees. The musical Damn Yankees, based on Douglas Wobb's novel, the year the Yankees lost the pennant, opens on Broadway. The comedy set in Washington, D.C. during the Bronx Bombers' dominance in baseball in the 1950s tells the tale of an aging Washington Senators fan's bargain with the devil to help his hapless team. Now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. Why was Cinderella kicked off the baseball team? Why? She ran away from the ball. And now, fans, it's time for the random player of the day. You can call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your guesses. And the first clue is his middle name is Parrish. He's a pitcher. He bats right, throws right, height 6'7", weight 235 pounds. He's born August 30th, 1981 in Brunswick, Georgia, high school, Glen Academy High School. Drafted by the Atlanta Braves in the first round of the 2000 amateur draft. Signed June 12, 2000. Debuted September 11, 2005 versus New York Mets. One inning pitched, two hits, no strikeouts, one walk, three earned runs. Rookie status. Exceeded rookie limits during 2006 season. Team. Cardinals 2005 through 2015. 2015 contract status, signed through 2018, 5 years, $97.5 million. Service time, 9.027. Free agent, 2019, agent Steve Hammond. His numbers for the Cardinals were number 61st and currently number 50, and again, he plays for the St. Louis Cardinals. Fans calling at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your guesses for the random player today, which we will be going over back later into the show. So we're going to start off with Lions make spot start for Cards versus Hendricks, Cubs. Tuesday would have been Adam Wainwright's turn in the Cardinals' rotation, but instead, Tyler Lyons will make the start in the second game of a four-game series against Kyle Hendricks and the Cubs. With win Monday, their seventh straight, the Cardinals are 19-6 off to their best start through 25 games in franchise history. That's exactly the type of team Chicago manager Joe Maddon wants his young players to face. He says his Rays got better because they had to deal with the Yankees and the Red Sox in the top American League East. You want to play good teams, Maddon said. If you want young kids to get better, you want to play the best teams as often as you possibly can. Things to know about this game. Yadier Molina is expected back in the lineup for St. Louis on Tuesday after being given the day off in this year's opener. Molina, who is 3-for-27 since missing two games with right knee soreness, was rested after catching every inning of three straight extra inning games. Cardinals outfielder Matt Holliday will enter Tuesday's game, having reached basically in all 24 games he's played this season. His on-base streak is currently the longest in the majors. Cubs catcher Miguel Montero is riding a six-game hitting streak. Even though he'd rather play every day, he's benefited from the extra rest afforded him because the Cubs are carrying three catchers on their roster. Ortiz, Vlad Jr., top 30 international prospects. 16-year-old, 260-pound slugger is number one, followed by son of nine-time All-Star Guerrero. Just watching the teenage outfielder, Yailin Ortiz, step into the batter's box is enough to make the most seasoned scouts look up from their clipboards and put down their pens. The sounds. The whip of Ortiz's bat speeding through the hitting zone and thunderous cracks of the barrel clawing with the ball are inescapable. The home runs, especially during batting practice, and even in games, are spectacular. Ortiz is young, raw, and powerful. He is also ranked number one on the MLB.com's list of top 30 international prospects for 2015. There are several international teams in this year's class. who can make a case for the top spot, but few have an argument as strong as Ortiz's. The consensus among scouts is that the raw power Ortiz shows as a 16-year-old is barely seen on the international market, and the rest of his game is not far behind. Think Ryan Howard and Prince Fielder. Now, imagine them as teenagers and hitting from the right side of the plate. Ortiz's baseball hero should surprise no one. My favorite player is Miguel Cabrera because he has power, and he can knock the ball out of the park so easy, Ortiz said. Power's important, and I have a little bit of it. I would like to do what Miguel does one day, but I know I have a lot of work to do. This year's top 30 international prospects list includes 20 players from the Dominican Republic, 9 from Venezuela, and 1 from Panama. The position breakdown is as follows. 15 outfielders, 11 infielders, 2 pitchers, and 2 catchers. Famous fathers. The list also includes some familiar names. Outfielder Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and infielder Fernando Tatis Jr. The sons of former Major League players are among the top international prospects in the class of 2015-16, ranked number 2 and 25 respectively. Gregory Guerrero, number 14 on the list, is a nephew of Vladimir Sr. Guerrero Jr. could be the best overall hitter in the class. He reminds some scouts of his father, showing the ability to hit almost anywhere in his thumb, but Guerrero Jr.'s overall body frame is much bigger than his father's was at the same age. But few prospects, literally as big as Ortiz or will have the type of impact on the market. A 6'2", 260-pound slugger is expected to sign a bonus worth approximately $4 million when the international signing period begins on July 2nd, with the Phillies considered the favorite to sign the teenager. That day means everything to me, Ortiz said. It will give me the chance to tell my family, my mother, and all the people who have helped me get to this point. It's very important. The first goal for a teenage prospect like Ortiz is to sign with a big league club. The next step is entering the team's academy of the Dominican Republic or Venezuela, and soon after comes participation in the Dominican or Venezuelan Summer League. Teams typically decide after 2 years if a prospect is ready to start playing in the minor leagues in the United States. It's not uncommon, though, for an international prospect, especially one with a plus tool like Ortiz has, to begin his pro career in the U.S. as early as 17. Cabrera, Felix Hernandez, Carlos Gonzalez, and Elvis Andrews, to name a few, all debuted in the U.S. at the age of 17. International signing rules. These are the rules for signing prospects like Ortiz. An international player is eligible to sign with a major league team between July 2nd through June 15th of next year, if he is 17 or will turn 17 by the end of the first season of his contract. Additionally, any prospect that is already 17 or older and has not previously signed a major or minor league contract, resides outside the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico, and has not been enrolled in a high school or college in the U.S., Canada, or Puerto Rico within the previous year is eligible to sign during the period. Each team is allotted a base of $700,000 and a bonus pool made up of 4 slot values based on the team's record for the previous year to spend on these prospects, including the base. The money allotted to spend ranges from $5,393,900 for the Diamondbacks, who had the major's lowest winning percentage last year, to $1,968,000 for the Angels, who had the highest winning percentage. Additionally, clubs are again allowed to trade pool money. Bonuses of $10,000 or less are exempt and do not count against the allotment. Teams that exceed the pools by 0 to 5% have to pay 100% tax, and teams that exceed the pools by 5 to 10% are not allowed to sign a player for more than $500,000 during the next signing period and also have to pay a 100% tax on the pool overage. Teams that exceed the pools by 10 to 15% are not allowed to sign a player for more than $300,000 during the next signing period to pay 100% tax on the pool overage. And the most severe penalty, teams that exceed the pool by 15% or more are not allowed to sign a player for more than $300,000 during the next 2 signing periods, in addition to paying a 100% tax on the pool overage. The D-backs, Angels, Rays, Red Sox, and Yankees exceed the 2014-15 pool by at least 15%, and they'll also be unable to sign any pool-eligible players for more than $300,000 during the next 2 signing periods. The international signing guidelines do not apply to players who previously signed a contract with a major or minor league club, nor do they apply to players who are at least 23 years old and have played as a professional in a league recognized by the commissioner's office for a minimum of 5 seasons. Cuban players who are at least 23 and have played in the Cuban Professional League for five or more seasons are also exempt. The Cuban pipeline. Cuban pitchers Yadier Alvarez, Vladimir Gutierrez, Ernesto Martinez, and Carlos Sierra, along with outfielders Eugenio Diaz, Yordanes Linares, and 16-year-old Jonathan Machado, will be subject to the international signing guidelines because of their age and experience. But they did not qualify for the MLB.com's list of top 30 international prospects for 2015 because they have not been declared free agents. Cuban infielder Andy Ibanez is eligible to sign, but it's unclear if he will join a team during the current period or will wait until the next signing period. Today's starting lineup, May 5th. I'm about to tell you today's starting lineup that has been made public by Major League Baseball's clubs. A lineup is not official until it is handed to the umpire. Additional lineups will be added as they become available. Miami Marlins at Washington Nationals, 7-5 p.m. Eastern. For the Marlins, batting first and playing second base will be Dee Gordon. Batting second and playing third will be Martin Prado. Batting third and playing right will be Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fourth and playing center will be Marcel Ozuna. Batting fifth and playing first will be Justin Bour. Batting sixth and playing catcher will be JT Realmuto. Batting seventh and playing left will be Ichiro Suzuki. Batting eighth and playing shortstop will be Adani Hecheria. And batting ninth and starting will be Matt Latos. For the Nationals, batting first and playing center will be Denard Span. Batting second and playing third will be Yunel Escobar. Batting third and playing right will be Bryce Harper. Batting fourth and playing first will be Ryan Zimmerman. Batting fifth and playing catcher will be Wilson Ramos. Batting sixth and playing shortstop will be Ian Desmond. Batting seventh and playing second will be Dan Uggla. Batting eighth and playing left will be Michael A. Taylor. And batting ninth and starting will be Steven Strasburg. Cincinnati Reds at Pittsburgh Pirates, 7-5 p.m. Eastern. For the Reds, batting first, center fielder Billy Hamilton. Batting second and playing left will be Marlon Byrd. Batting third and playing first will be Joey Votto. Batting fourth and playing third will be Todd Frazier. Batting fifth and playing second will be Brandon Phillips. Batting sixth and playing right will be Jay Bruce. Batting seventh and playing short will be Christopher Negron. Batting eighth and catching will be Brian Pena. And batting ninth and starting will be Michael Lorenzen. For the hometown Pittsburgh Pirates, batting first and playing right will be El Coffee, Gregory Polanco. Batting second and playing catcher, you just got Sir Francisco Cervelli. Batting third and playing in center field will be Kutch, Andrew McCutcheon. Batting fourth and playing second will be the real deal, Neil Walker. Batting fifth and playing left field, hopefully we'll have a Marte Parte tonight, will be Starling Marte. Batting sixth and playing first will be El Toro Pedro Alvarez. Batting seventh and playing third will be Kingon Junho Gon. Batting eighth and playing short will be Jordy Mercer. And batting ninth and starting will be Jeff Locke. For the New York Yankees at Toronto Blue Jays, 7:07 p.m. Eastern. For the Yankees, batting first and playing center will be Jacoby Ellsbury. Batting second and playing in left will be Brett Gardner. Batting third and DHing is Alex Rodriguez. Batting fourth and playing first will be Mark Teixeira. Batting fifth and catching will be Brian McCann. Batting sixth and playing in right will be Carlos Beltran. Batting seventh and playing second will be Stephen Drew. Batting eighth and playing short will be Didi Gregorio. Batting ninth and playing third will be Gregorio Petit. And batting tenth and not batting, and starting for the Yankees tonight will be Michael Pineda. Blue Jays, batting first and playing second will be Devin Travis. Batting second and playing third will be Josh Donaldson. Batting third and catching will be Russell Martin. Batting fourth and DH will be Edwin Encarnacion. Batting fifth and playing first will be Justin Smoke. Batting sixth and playing in center will be Kevin Pillar. Batting seventh and playing left will be Chris Colabello. Batting eighth and playing short will be Ryan Goins. Batting ninth and playing right will be Ezekiel Cabrera. And starting for the Blue Jays tonight will be Marco Estrada. Philadelphia Phillies at Atlanta Braves, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. For the Phillies, batting first and playing right will be Ben Revere. Batting second and playing short will be Freddie Galvis. Batting third and playing third will be Cody Ash. Batting fourth and playing first will be Ryan Howard. Batting fifth and playing left will be Darren Ruff. Batting sixth and playing center will be Odubel Herrera. Batting seventh and playing second will be Cesar Hernandez. Batting eighth and catching will be Carlos Ruiz. And batting ninth in pitching tonight will be Chad Billingsley. For the Braves, batting first and playing right will be Nick Markakis. Batting second and playing short will be Andrelton Simmons. Batting third and playing first will be Freddie Freeman. Batting fourth and catching will be A.J. Pierzynski. Batting fifth and playing in left will be Johnny Gomes. Batting sixth and playing at third will be Chris Johnson. Batting second and playing at seventh and playing at second will be Jace Peterson. Batting eighth and playing in center will be Cameron Maven, and batting ninth and starting will be Shelby Miller. Baltimore Orioles at New York Mets, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. For the Orioles, batting first and playing third will be Manny Machado. Batting second and playing second will be Jimmy Perez. Batting third and playing center will be Adam Jones. Batting fourth and playing first will be Chris Davis. Batting fifth and playing right will be Dalvin Young. Batting sixth and playing catcher will be Caleb Joseph. Batting seventh and playing last will be Travis Snyder. Batting eighth and playing shortstop will be Everett Cabrera. And batting ninth and starting tonight will be Bud Norris. We have to go to break on MLB Central, but before we do go, I'm going to review the random player of the day. Dan's calling at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your guesses. All right, this guy's middle name is Parrish. His position is pitcher, fast right, throws right, height 6'7", weight 235 pounds, born on August 30th, 1981 in Brunswick, Georgia, high school, Glenn Academy High School. Drafted by the Atlanta Braves in the first round of the 2000 Amateur Draft. Signed June 12, 2000. Debut September 11, 2005. Versus New York Mets, one inning pitch, two hits, no strikeouts, one walk, and three earned runs. Rookie status, exceeded rookie limits during 2006 season. Team, Cardinals, 2005 through 2015. 2015 contract status, signed through 2018. 5-year, $97.5 million. Service time, 9.027. Free agent, 2019. Agent Steve Hammond. His first number for the Cardinals was 60, now he's number 50. And again, he plays for the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, we're going to break. Grab a stat cast star. Altuve joins defensive showcase with barehanded grab and throw. Any good pitcher can use some stellar defense. Just ask Astros starter Dallas Keuchel, who benefited from a couple of terrific plays made behind him in Monday's 2-1 loss to the Rangers, one by Jose Altuve and one by George Springer. Also, our second baseman, Altuve, bailed out Keuchel with the Astros leading 1-0 in the fifth inning when he made a terrific barehanded grab and throw to retire the speedy end result at first base for the second out of the inning. Keuchel, who won a Gold Glove Award last year, tried to reach up and field result with his chopper, and he got enough of his hand on it to slow it down. Altuve charged under the infield grass and picked up the ball with his right hand and whipped it to Chris Carter at first. Rangers manager Jeff Banneker challenged the play, but replay confirmed that the ball settled in the Carter's glove an instant before Rosales hit the bag. An inning later, right fielder Springer slid on his back as he crossed the foul line to snag a ball off the bat of Jake Molinsky, catching the ball right as he collided with the wall. It was the second amazing catch Springer has made against the Rangers this year. "I didn't see a lot," said Astros manager A.J. Hinch, who was obscured by the right field seats. "I couldn't see around the bend. I saw on the video board. That was a terrific play. Add that to the highlight reel of outfield catches we've made this year." Springer robbed Leonis Martin of what would have been a walk-off grand slam on April 12th in Arlington, in a game also started by Keuchel. The reliever Tony Stipp was on the mound at the time. That cap measured Springer's first at bat minus 0.53 seconds, which means he was moving before contact. And when he hit full stride, he was clocked at 19.8 miles per hour. For comparison, when he robbed Martin's grand slam, his top speed was measured at 17.7 miles per hour. Springer traveled 98.8 feet in Abbott Smolensky's fly ball, and his route efficiency, I can't see that, was measured at 97.9. And now it's time for the All-Star Game debate. Hot competition for hot corner in AL. New acquisitions, Donaldson Sandoval, an unworthy third base candidate. We will be doing daily All-Star Game debates until balloting ends on July 2nd. We will be frequently be pitting on one player against another, and I'm a writer, and I mean, will make a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your call could spark a new debate for tackle. So let us know what you think. The race for the starting position at third base in the American League will be a suitably intense competition. Off the form chart and the early season performances, two extremely logical candidates would be Josh Donaldson, new to the Toronto Blue Jays, and Pablo Sandoval, new to the Boston Red Sox. Both are obvious and worthy. However, they won't have the field to themselves. Kansas City's Mike Moustakas is having a breakout season, the kind of year the Royals always expected he could have. And on the perennial candidate side, Adrian Beltre of the Rangers might be off to a slow start, but there is no reason to expect that he won't pick up his production and find a suitable place in the ballot. All right, before we go to the 7-minute stretch, I'm going to give our fans one last chance to call in 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central, and I will go through those once again. His middle name is Parrish, position pitcher. That's right, throws right. Height 6'7", weight 235 pounds. Born August 30th, 1981 in Brunswick, Georgia. High school, Glenn Academy High School. Drafted by the Atlanta Braves in the first round of the 2000 amateur draft. Signed June 12th, 2000. Debuted September 11th, 2005. Versus New York Mets, one inning pitch, two hits, no strikeouts, one walk, three and runs. Rookie stats, exceeded rookie limits during 2006 season. Team, Cardinals 2005 through 2015. 2015 contract status, signed through 2018. 5 years, $97.5 million. Service time, 9.027. Free agent, 2019. Agent, Steve Hammond. His original number for the Cardinals was 60, and he is now number 50 for the St. Louis Cardinals. Again, St. Louis Cardinals. 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. When we come back, I will reveal, but fans, you can call in within a minute and a half and give your guesses. Are we going to take me out to the mall? Detroit and fans, nobody did call in today, so you lost once again. The random player of the day was Adam Parrish Wainwright. Adam Wainwright for the St. Louis Cardinals. Better luck next time. Joke's on you, fans. All right, so if I had to say one thing about the show, is the Cardinals are hot, man. Without Waino, too, who was the random player of the day, I mean, 8 straight, they're off to their best start in franchise history, 19-6. And this is a historic franchise, and off to their best start. Watch out for the St. Louis Cardinals tonight, Cubbies. And no offense, but I think they should have gotten swept by the Pirates. They lost 3 extra inning games. I'll call tomorrow to see what we think about that. All right, I'd like to thank Ethan Taylor, Kathleen George, and Brandon Factor for helping with the planning and production of MLB Central. Tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7 p.m., you can tune into MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Listen, please follow MLB Central Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Benson Factor. My co-host is Will McLaughlin. You can email us at MLBCentral1@gmail.com. Have a fabulous day. This night ain't for the faint of heart, for the faint of heart, for the faint of heart.